All right, Kelly, explain what a setting the bar story is.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in. A little life lesson.
Yeah, gender reveals getting more and more outlandish, right? You know, Each person trying to outdo another. But this couple is now kind of in trouble because of what they decided to do for theirs.
Okay, what'd they do?
So if you can manage to make it through the day without damaging nature for your gender reveal, you're doing okay.
Oh, why? What did we do? Did we burn down a forest? What's happening?
Well, not quite. This couple in Brazil, they went to this very scenic waterfall to have their gender reveal, right?
Sounds very picturesque.
Yeah, for sure. And so for the gender reveal, they dyed the waterfall blue. And so they posted a bunch of video and pictures of the waterfall, along with like a stork made out of balloons and stuff like that.
I guess they didn't get permission for that.
Well, they didn't get permission from it. And then a lot of people online were like, you are poisoning the river that's drinking water.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
So this wasn't like, you know, edible food dye or anything?
Yeah, I don't know. And authorities are kind of like looking into whether or not an actual like environmental crime has been committed, because that is a thing. So,
Gosh, you don't want to commit an environmental crime.
No, not at all.
You're just trying to tell everybody if you're having a boy or girl.
Yep. So, again, gender reveal parties kind of getting more and more big, out of control. And if you can manage to make it through the day without damaging nature, committing an environmental crime for your gender reveal, you're doing okay.
I mean, it's kind of pretty. I really am kind of curious what it would look like if it was pink. Okay. But don't do that. That's bad. Don't
right,
do that.
Exactly. All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.